All right, here's some things I picked up on how to look better in pictures. One is don't look straight into the camera. If you can put your head at an angle, you'll create highlights and slim the shape of your face. So instead of just looking dead on, when you look straight onto the camera, it's the widest your face could possibly look. And unless you have a very thin face, you're going to look better turning to a slight angle. Another cool thing is pushing your forehead out towards the camera and slightly down to accentuate your jawline. You can see in this example, the before and after, the difference it makes in this woman's jawline. In the first one, her neck looks like she almost has a double chin. And in the one below, it looks very, you know, very thin cut jawline with a very nice angle to it. And again, this is very easy. When you just push your forehead out, look down a little bit, and you'll have the jawline. It's going to feel weird when you're doing this. And if you're looking at you on the side, it's going to look different also because your head's really going to be sticking out. Tilt your face down, not up. So like before, this gives you a slim and more photogenic look. And you can see this before. The one on the left was when I was speaking at the underground event. And I wasn't aware I was being photographed. You can see I was kind of looking up. You can see that you can see my neck and chin more clearly. But in the one on the right, when I'm looking down, it looks more thin. It's more photogenic look. This is a photographer in New York that has headshots developed something called squinching. And it's a combination of squinting and pinching your lower eyelids shut. You can see the difference before. Like the one above is just like a dude. The one below him, he really looks like he's like a male model type of guy. And it's nothing more than squinting, having a slight squint and pinching your lower eyelids shut a little bit. So most of these you have to practice in front of the mirror. Another one is to hold arms slightly away from your body, shoulders back, chest forward, and tighten your stomach. And see, this one is a pretty girl, but beforehand, it's her arms look kind of big, and there's no separation. And the one before, all she did was pull her arms away from the body, put her shoulders back, chest forward, and tightened up her midsection. And her arm looks tremendously smaller in this one. So guys, you can do this thing too. Just kind of put your arms back. And that's it for this section. It's not complicated stuff. Just remember to put your head forward, squint your eyes a little bit, and hold your arms away from your body, and put your face at a slight angle, and you're going to have a world of difference. Now, to get this, the thing you need to do is to stand in front of the mirror and do these poses and play with it. Or if you have a camera on your laptop or on your computer, do it there and just practice these poses and see which one looks best on you, which your best angle is. The one that makes the biggest difference that for me, and one that my wife really enjoyed once she finally got the hang of it after I showed it to her, was the pushing your head forward. That will just make your neck, your jawline really sharp and take away any double chin you have. You can stick your neck out as far as you can and it will look okay on camera. It's weird how it works. But that's it for this section. Let's go into framing.